And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break production of Fortis Institute. A young Pakistani Christian is paying the ultimate price for his faith after being brutally attacked by his Muslim supervisor last week. The 22-year-old was slashed in the neck with a box cutter after refusing to convert to Islam despite enduring over a month of pressure. His supervisor not only attempted to murder him but also falsely accused him of desecrating the Quran, a common tactic used to target Christians in Pakistan where blasphemy is punishable by death. It's just another clear reminder that we always need to be praying for all of our persecuted brothers and sisters abroad. They are facing much, much more severe persecution than we are in the West. Here in America, the battle for life continues across multiple fronts as Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders just signed a new law to clarify the state's abortion ban with explicit protections for doctors acting in good faith to save the lives of mothers. Meanwhile, 10 states, including Texas, Georgia, and South Carolina, have introduced bills recognizing abortion for what it truly is: homicide. Although three of these bills have already failed and others face resistance even from Republican legislators, they do represent the growing momentum to fully acknowledge the personhood of the unborn, particularly as chemical abortions now account for a staggering 63% of all abortions. The relentless battle against state authoritarianism continues, with Mississippi becoming the latest state to free citizens from income tax. Governor Tate Reeves proudly announced the state will no longer tax the work, the earnings, or the ambition of its people. The five-year phase-out makes Mississippi the 10th state to eliminate income tax, joining Florida, Texas, and other states, recognizing that letting citizens keep more of what they earn creates prosperity. Meanwhile, in Utah, Governor Spencer Cox has signed groundbreaking legislation banning fluoride in public water supplies, describing the process as being medicated by the government, which is a pretty refreshing rebuke. And not all freedom initiatives have fared as well, as a satanic black mass was attempted at the Kansas State House last week, though thankfully the ceremony's leader, Michael Stewart, was arrested after assaulting a protester who tried stopping the desecration of what Catholics believe is Christ's physical body. There's conversations there as well, but the fact that the satanic event was shut down, that's a win, I think. The fight to restore parental rights in education continues gaining momentum, with the Club for Growth launching campaigns to pass school choice in Indiana and North Dakota. Club President David McIntosh calls school freedom the defining civil rights issue of the generation, working to pass and protect education freedom across 10 states in 2025. Indiana Governor Mike Braun's proposal would make every student eligible for education vouchers, truly putting parents in the driver's seat. Then that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.